This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on a rocket attack by Hamas and set off air raid sirens in Tel Aviv.
Air raid sirens were heard across Tel Aviv after Hamas fired a barrage of rockets from Gaza. There were no immediate reports of casualties or damage in what appeared to be the first long-range rocket attack from Gaza since the start of the year. In a video captured by the AP, people were seen rushing to a nearby shelter for safety. Hamas's military wing claimed the attack and said that it recently fired rockets at communities along the Gaza border. The Israeli military stated that 8 rockets crossed into Israel and a number of the projectiles were intercepted. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
The European Union's foreign policy chief insists that Israel must abide by the UN top court's ruling and end its offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. He also questioned the possible involvement of authorities in the settler violence against Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. And Joseph Borrell further pressured Israel to take immediate action to make sure the tax income meant for Palestinian authorities are no longer stopped. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister said Sunday that the two-state solution to Israel-Palestinian conflict must be kept alive.
There is a consensus, I think, among the international community that the only way to ensure the security, not just of the Palestinian people and the rights of the Palestinian people, but also the security of Israel, is through a two-state solution.
Prince Faisal bin Farhan told a news conference in Brussels the solution would be in the interest of all parties, including Israel. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appealed to U.S. President Joe Biden, Chinese leader Xi Jinping, and other world leaders on Sunday to join an upcoming peace summit as his country struggles to stave off unrelenting attacks by Russia.
Please show your leadership in advancing the peace, real peace, not just a pause between the strikes. The efforts of global majority are the best guarantee that all commitments will be fulfilled. Please support the peace summit with your personal leadership and participation. For all of us, it should be a pleasure to make peace.
Zelensky's comments came 2 days after Russian sources told Reuters that Putin was ready to halt the war in Ukraine with a negotiated ceasefire that recognizes the current battle lines. Japan says North Korea informed it of a plan to launch a satellite by June 3rd. Japan's Coast Guard said Monday it had been notified by North Korea about its planned launch of a satellite rocket beginning Monday through midnight June 3rd. Launch plan likely refers to the North's efforts to launch its second military spy satellite into space. South Korea's military said Friday that it detected signs of North Korea engaging in activities believed to be preparations to launch a spy satellite at its main launch facility. The parents of a professional golfer and two-time PGA Tour winner, Grayson Murray, on Sunday said their 30-year-old son's death a day earlier was, in fact, by suicide. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman.
Murray's death came after he withdrew from the Charles Schwab Challenge in Fort Worth, Texas, on Friday. In a statement issued through the PGA Tour, Murray's parents said, quote, "Life wasn't always easy for Grayson, and although he took his own life, we know he rests peacefully now." Murray turned professional in 2015 and won his first PGA Tour title in 2017. He reached a career-high 46th in the world rankings after winning this year's Sony Open in Hawaii. The PGA Tour considered postponing play, but Murray's parents wanted the tournament to continue.
That's Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Testimony is over at Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York after a parade of 22 witnesses, including an adult star, tabloid publisher, and White House insiders. Prosecutors and Trump's lawyers are scheduled to make their closing arguments on Tuesday. And after that, it'll be up to 12 jurors to decide whether prosecutors have proved beyond reasonable doubt that Trump illegally falsified records at his company. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.